Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
What does Colgate mean by live life to the brightest? Could it be a rich glass of red sipped inside a Parisian cafe on a snowy night when my gaze is met by a tall, mysterious... I mean, brushing is directed with Colgate Optic White Pro Series Toothpaste gives you a visibly whiter smile in just 3 days, so you can live life to the brightest and finish that glass without worrying about teeth stains. Colgate Optic White. Find it at all major retailers.
Oh, we're rolling.
Ooh! Okay, we're on day two.
Day two.
Of the Twitter check mark being gone. How are you coping?
They took it away, Malin.
You know what I love about it though? What I love is now the only people left with check marks are the people who bought them.
Those losers.
Not losers, but Bethany and Stevie wannabe from pedophiles. Down the street.
Pedophiles.
We don't know about that. We don't know about that.
They're all pedophiles, right, Tracy?
I know that.
That's right. Yeah.
So I'm obsessed with waking up and having no blue check mark and being like, you know what? The blue check mark was stupid to begin with.
What was verified what?
Verified what?
Thank you. Verify. Where are you coming into my house and verifying my two Doritos testes?
I'm worried about someone saying they're Doritos and tweeting that they hate women or something.
Thank you.
It's like,
thank you. Thank you, Tritzy. Tritzy. You want to talk about verified? Let's talk about you for a moment, Tritzy.
No, I'm gonna let you spin out, and I'm gonna chime in later.
I've got things on my mind.
Yeah, let me tell people what you texted me yesterday, which was so fucking crazy that I like laughed. It was so crazy. You said,
"What did I say, Tritzy?"
You said, "Can I wait?" You said, "Are we doing the pod tomorrow?" I said, "Yes." You said, "Fierce." And then a few hours later, you said, "I'm going to let it rip on the pod tomorrow." And I said, "In what way?" And you said, "I just have a lot on my mind," with 3 exclamation points.
And then you wrote me back, "Are you high?"
Well, then you said, "Can I do the cold plunge at your house? Because we don't heat the pool right now." Yeah, and I said, yeah. You can jump in the 70-degree water and believe that it's going to give you the same effect as ice water.
Cocaine.
Tell them what you think about ice water.
Ice water is like cocaine.
You think that if you jump in cold water, it's going to give you cocaine feelings.
So I don't think that. I know that because science has corroborated this. There is peer-reviewed data on the subject. Thank you very much, Mr.
But
Firkus.
I've done it twice with you, and I don't feel...
No, because that's not an actual cold plunge. To your point yesterday that you made in the pool, you were very correct.
Yeah,
that
was
75 degrees. Yeah. 75 degrees is nothing. We need a 33-degree cold plunge.
Yeah.
And if you submerge your body for 30 minutes in that 33-degree plunge, cold, you will...
Death.
No, not death. Quite the opposite, in fact. Your body will gradually release dopamine, not a spike. So like cocaine, for example, is a spike, right? A spike in a crash.
Yeah.
Same with like many other drugs. this is a gradual, non-spiky release of dopamine that is equal or greater than 150% that of cocaine.
Wow.
Dopamine. Yeah.
It's a gradual.
It's not like a spike.
It's like a riser in EDM music. You know what a riser is?
Oh, absolutely. And when the Molly hit,
they should have more nightclubs. They should just have ice baths.
Thank you. But who in their right mind is going to submerge their body for 30 minutes in a 33 Drake. Degree? Yeah.
If we could get off stage and get in that.
Or get on stage and into that. How about that one? How about that? Cold Plunge sings the blues.
Right before on stage?
No. On stage. Break a leg. Yeah.
But maybe it could be like a circus act where you like jump from a super high thing into a glass of ice water.
It'd be fantastic.
And all that happens is you immediately break your neck and you shatter a glass and your body hits it like.
And you're dead ski. I want to talk about not smoking cigarettes.
Yeah, what's going on there?
Nothing. It's great. It's wonderful.
How is not doing cigarettes?
Wonderful. Easy. Simple.
I don't believe
it. Never been easier. I'm doing reverse psychology. Oh, reverse psychology.
But you've quit before.
No, I haven't. This is the first time. Reverse psychology.
Oh.
Opposite day. Mm-hmm. Everything is easy peasy, lemon squeezy. I've never been more comfortable in my life. I've never felt more at ease. I've never been more in the moment, present, lovely. I could pick you up with one hand and throw you out that window and scream and puke. I could scream. I could rip off that fucking pink sweater and then I could suplex your body. I could drag a knee through your torso and scream blood into your face.
Let's take a break. I think it's time for the first break. after the initial mental break. Who knew two cigarettes was the only thing holding your brain cells together?
Holding it together. No drugs. No alcohol, which of course I don't drink anyways, but no nothing. Clean teen. Yeah. Too clean. Too serene.
I know.
Maureen.
It's interesting that we all walk around believing that you are on the straight and narrow. And then when you come out to us as, well, I just had to stop doing everything. And it's like, oh, well, so.
Listen.
Okay.
Listen.
Smoking,
love is a many splendored thing.
If not smoking and doing drugs is such a shock to your system. Something.
No. Listen.
Can you fuck?
Excuse me?
Can you have sex?
With this dead dick?
No, like, that's one of the only things you could do between now and the surgery is you can still have sex.
Yes, I'm going to try to get a massage tonight. A sexy massage. It's hot in here.
We just turned the air on.
We just turned the air on.
Because Brandon took the morning off.
Okay.
Is that okay?
It's fine. Jesus Christ. I'm just sweating. Because I'm...
I know. Well, let's change the subject. We can talk about something else.
Let's talk about All-Stars.
I would love that. Let's talk about All-Stars.
Wait. Hold on. Let's go back for a second. Just so the fine folks at home know, I'm under a vigorous process of, I'm trying to get my blood pressure down. My blood pressure is skyrocketed.
The silent killer.
Not skyrocketed, but it's high. And they won't operate on me next Friday. I have surgery. And they won't operate on me unless I have lower blood pressure.
But why do you have high blood pressure?
It's just a variety of, a constellation of factors.
Is it natural or is it things you do to yourself?
Yeah. BOFA.
Smoking is part of it.
BOFA. Yeah. Smoking is a big part of it. Smoking is a huge part of it. So no smoking.
I don't know about smoking.
Smoking is horrible. Why are people smoking? Love it. Love smoking.
Why are people smoking? Love it. Love smoking.
Listen, here's the thing about being a... Okay, I understand. I understand. I get it. You want to be healthy. You want to feel good. You want to do the right thing. Uh-huh. I get it. I don't feel that way.
But you do about fitness.
Yes, but that's different. That's about... that's not about being a... It's not about like doing the right thing. It's about doing what I want. I want to do fitness.
Yeah.
I don't go into the gym like, oh, here's time for my 2-hour slog of things that I don't want to do in order to be a thing that I want to be.
Right.
That's not how I do fitness.
Right.
You know what I mean? Yep. I go to the gym to do activities that I love to do because they make me feel good.
Showering.
Twice a day.
Do you shower at the gym?
I do. It's gorgeous.
Yeah. Do you feel weird getting naked in front of people?
No. They must feel weird getting naked in front of me, though.
Because your boner.
Well,
you have a pussy, but the boner, when you get hard, comes right out of the pussy. And it's because you have that rubber pussy on.
No, I...
You ever put that rubber pussy on and push your boner through it?
No, but I do go out. I go around with a tape measure. And I say, it's time to measure your weenie. In the gym. I'm high. I'm with team services weenie measurement division.
Do you think women care about big cocks? The way gay men do?
Not the way gay men do. But I believe they have a vested interest. Believe that. Yes, I do. I do. Because I know that some women, and all different people with vaginas, there's, you know, it's like, ow. Or it's like, you know. So they want to know. They're interested. They're tuned in.
You know what I don't like, though?
And what?
This is like, I don't like that. I feel like there's been so much evolution when it comes to, like, don't shame people's bodies. Mm-hmm. Their bodies, their titty size, their baldness, whatever.
Yeah.
I don't like that it seems like people with small dicks, that's still very much on the table. That feels shitty. It feels shitty. Like
I agree.
We're supposed to be like, no, all dick sizes are good, but then it's totally valid to be like, get a fucking little cock. Like,
No, I don't like it either. And I think it speaks to the lack of creativity of the human being. Like,
I understand the metaphor of sometimes when you see he's a little cock, it means like he's insecure, he's like compensating. Like there's the personality trait we attach to someone with a little dick, but that's not fucking true either.
No.
There's a lot of nice people with tiny dicks.
Absolutely. And a lot of shitty people with huge cocks and vice versa. Yeah, yeah.
That goes right onto the tail end of, if you have a big dick, people are like, I don't know why you're a bottom. Which I'm like,
it's no correlation.
There's a lot of tops with small dicks. What are you talking about?
Yeah, there's no correlation. It's crazy.
I don't know.
People have taken this big cock thing out of, it's totally out of control. It's out of control.
It started with Madonna.
Really?
Do you like to suck big cock? Truth or dare? Do you want to suck big cock? I don't know. I don't know.
I think you're right.
I don't know.
And I think you should say it.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo concert in Kansas City, go Kevin, or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Well, we have some, we're going to look at some of the looks from All Stars 8.
And we're going to judge how big their cocks are. We're going to tell you, we're like the pussy phrenologist.
Is that where you pop in a pussy to figure out someone's personality?
Yes! Do you know about her? She was on this. She was on Twitter. Unverified. The pussy phrenologist in the corpse mutilator. She was the corpse mutilator. She's the pussy phrenologist. You got to look her up. You missed that news cycle. I don't want to go into
another break? Yes. Can you take another one 4 minutes later? So we have some photos here, yes. So we can look at some looks. Now, I don't have a list of the cast list, but
I do. I have it right out. I can rattle off at the top of my memory.
I didn't even recognize all of them, but I guess that's the magic of All Stars. People look different.
People look different. They got a lot of surge. You know, you're going to print out?
This is really poor, Tracy.
This is poor. Well, look at this. Look, all these cameras.
Tracy, this is really poor.
Okay, this is poor.
Should we put it right here? And it's like a very analog version of...
We don't want them to see it.
Yeah, we do.
We do. Okay.
It's not a game. Okay. All right. So you know you post or whatever. I don't know. That's okay. This is Alexis Michelle.
Alexis Michelle.
She looks absolutely beautiful.
This is the question I could not get out of my mind the whole time I'm looking at these cast photos.
Who's Michelle?
Who is making these fucking costumes?
Yeah.
Because let me tell you something. Let me tell you something, Miss Pink.
Uh-huh.
If I got called back to do one of these All-Star seasons, and yes, I have. Yes, I have been. Thank you.
I didn't ask.
I say to myself, who would I call? Who would I call? I don't even know.
Bob Vance, Vance Refrigeration. I don't know. I think.
Who would you call besides Amy?
Amy.
And then
I'll just have her do all of it.
All of it. Okay.
Amy Sarrazin, who built all the costumes for Trixie and Katya Live, does all my costumes. My Queen of the Universe costumes this year, I was like, because I have to sit down next to Vanessa and Michelle and Mel B. All have way more elaborate teams than I do.
Yeah.
And I still have to scuttle in my little tube of fabric and serve something.
Yeah.
And thanks to Amy, I sure fucking do every goddamn day.
Yeah. But look at this incredibly structured gown. It's absolutely gorgeous. Yeah, although she is not a blonde.
No. She has an absolutely beautiful face, but I think she kind of always has.
But she's been a brunette, though. This is why I feel like, call me crazy, call me a little old-fashioned.
Uh-huh.
But I think you, at this point in the game, you need to stick to your color temperature.
Your hair color?
Your hair color, not color temperature. Your hair color. Who are you? Who are you? You have two women's names, first names as your name. That's already confusing.
Right.
So are you a blonde? Are you a brunette? Are you, like, what's going on?
Well, maybe Alexis is her brown. Maybe this is Michelle.
This is Michelle Williams.
And she said, Alexis, you've already seen Alexis,
this
and now
is Alexis,
it's Michelle.
Carrington Colby, and then this is Michelle Williams.
The body looks absolutely fucking beautiful.
Everything is gorgeous about it. I just don't see her.
Yeah. You don't see her.
I don't see her. No, she's very lovely.
Absolutely gorgeous. Absolutely very excited for Alexis Michelle.
Okay, who's next? Okay. Darian.
Before we get into this, can I say what I like about this cast?
What do you like about it? Out of left field?
I don't know how to say that diplomatically, but
out of left field,
they are pulling people who are immensely talented, but weren't like top four or whatever.
I love this. Yeah, yeah.
It's exciting.
It's wild card season.
You have no idea who could win. Whereas like other seasons, it feels like, you know, how do we give someone an award that maybe should have won last time? It doesn't feel like that this time.
It's the retribution or the they do with the Oscars.
Yeah.
Like snubbed for whatever reason. Okay. Darian, don't just skip over Darian. Incredible.
Beautiful.
Sensational.
Beautiful.
Also, I know exactly who it is from the first glance.
Yeah.
I know exactly who that is.
Jennifer Coolidge. Great look.
Love this.
The glove connected to the gown. I'm always a big fan of that.
Love it. I love that. This is such a sexy and also not terribly expensive, like not terribly out of the range of a drag queen, I feel like. Do you know what
Just
I mean?
Just say cheap.
No, shut up.
Just say
like,
cheap.
It's more You're relatable it's to me. It's more relatable it's to me. It's accessible because I look at Michelle, Alexis, who
this
whoever.
Is, you know what this is? This is a Balmain for H&M.
Yes,
for
and
you.
The other one was just Balmain.
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
Yeah,
like Alexis Michelle's. I'm like, that's incredible. I don't know where I could. I can't even conceive of where the wheels would go to start even.
And we
process.
Know what would happen if you made it.
Oh, not good.
I would, you know what I could do? I could do the trim on the bustier.
Yeah.
That's about
but,
it.
But as far as tooting and booting, these are two very good looks.
Oh, these are two top toots. They're just
beautiful. I mean, Darian looks fucking gorgeous. Then again, Darian's makeup has looked like that since she was on Drag Race last time.
From the beginning.
Darian, you look fucking great.
The consistency, though, is great, though. The consistency is great. Never mind the fact that the elephant in the room is not in the room. The elephant has
lost. Oh, she trimmed up.
She lost like a whole body weight, bitch. She lost like 100 pounds or something. She was huge.
Well, I guess I just don't feel as comfortable critiquing women's bodies as you do. But, well, I guess that's the kind of show this is.
I'm not saying it's a good thing, but I'm saying it's a thing. It's a significant visual change. However, I still know exactly who she is.
100%.
Do you know what I mean?
And you know what this is the equivalent of? I think, do you remember when Tati was on Your All Stars?
Yeah.
What if you said, no, I don't remember that? Complete screen wipe. No, I don't remember that at all. Who is that? Darian hasn't been Tati on TV Westbrook? In that long.
Yes.
It hasn't been on Drag Race
season
in that long.
Six
so
before
it's really
our
exciting
season. Yeah.
Because these new Drag Race people won't even know Darian.
Right. The new Drag Race people aren't even sure who Rue is.
Or me.
Thank
or you.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Right. This is
Heidi
Honey.
In the closet.
Absolutely gorgeous.
It's
absolutely
so gorgeous. Again, I thought to myself, wow, good for you, Heidi. B, where did you get that outfit? Who made you that outfit?
Yeah, it's
so insane.
A faux leather, a faux
it's so
metallic
crazy.
Brown leather.
Yeah. And it's with a coppery bronze the lining, which is so fierce.
Yeah.
I'm so into it. She looks fucking fantastic.
And you know what else I like about it? It's I understand that the prompt, I believe James Mansfield told me.
What was the prompt? Hollywood glamour?
The prompt was like Hollywood, like
40s.
What do you call it? Art Deco, Hollywoody.
Okay.
Yeah. And
Hollywoody.
I like that she did like a men's suit look, basically.
Yeah.
It's like a Dick Tracy outfit.
It sure is.
It's fucking cool.
It's really cool. She's Heidi in the closet.
And the lining eats. You know how many drag queens wouldn't even think of that?
No, it's fabulous. I love it. I love that color. She looks sensational.
She's one of my favorite drag queens.
She's the
ever.
Best. Yeah.
Love her.
How do you feel about that shoe?
I would have done one more fitting or hacked off the toes.
I don't love this shoe.
Just she should have done like a little strappy shoe.
I don't love this shoe. Yeah. It's fabulous. James Mansfield.
Girl.
Eat it. Eat it,
girl,
bitch.
James Mansfield fucking came
again,
through, bitch.
And also, instantly recognizable.
Yeah.
Instantly recognizable.
I watched a video on how she made this, and she said that she did one of her James Mansfield like synthetic base wigs, and then she made a dome and took long, long wefts of human 613 hair and made that so that it wasn't synthetic hair getting caught all day. It was like human.
Oh, fabulous.
And look at this. Like, it's like a backpack that frames her.
Mm-hmm.
It's fierce. She looks fucking great.
It's fierce.
She looks really, really great.
Yeah, it's fierce.
I have no complaints.
No complaints.
The height of the heel for a photo
is a little low. It's a little low.
That's all.
It's a little low. Also, I would say open toe with the exposed pantyhose is a little problematic for photo. You do. It's gross.
I like that.
Okay. Jessica Wilde. Jessica
Wilde.
Yeah.
She looks fucking beautiful. She literally looks like RuPaul.
Yeah, she does. Looks great.
Wow.
Instantly recognizable. I know exactly who that is. My brain doesn't have to search through the database at all.
Not at all.
Not at all. And I'm not the best when it comes to remembering or identifying.
Jessica Wilde,
you know what I mean?
From
season two, bitch. Season fucking two.
Wow.
Season two.
That was 1994.
Season two and All Stars 1, I believe, right? No, she wasn't on All Stars 1. She hasn't been on All Stars at all. Season 2.
This is very exciting.
This is very exciting. This is a big moment for Jessica.
And
this
also
huge.
A big moment.
Okay. Okay.
Okay.
Top two to the whole bunch for
Mama,
sure.
Mama, there's eating, there's nibbling, there's eating, and then there's gobbling.
Yeah,
she's
gobbled
gobbling.
It. Yeah, yeah,
this
yeah.
This is so fucking cool.
Yeah.
It's the biggest
again,
serve.
Though, like, it's, again, I'm like, who is doing, who did it? Do we know? Tracy. Do the research.
I don't know.
What do you mean you don't know?
Do you think that I sat and made sure? I didn't even look at these before this.
No. We will know.
Oh.
She's looking it up.
Okay.
Because I think we need to know. I feel like there needs to be style credits in these photos.
The makeup is really good.
Fabulous.
She looks great.
Yeah.
The hair.
Not exactly a classic beauty.
No.
Not exactly a classic beauty.
No.
Not winning
her
beauty pageant
not
awards.
Face.
No. But
poor
she,
body.
She, well.
I'm just kidding. No, the she looks really fucking amazing.
She looks
knows.
Incredible.
You know, when this came out, all these other drag queens were like,
God damn it. Yeah. And that's what I love about these. Honestly, the peak is your energy level.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean with drag? It's like the only limits you have, it's like a Nike commercial. The only limits are the ones that you impose on yourself. Of course he did. Diego Montoya's Drag Race.
It's just absolutely incredible.
You know what? I'm going to say something really crazy.
What?
I bet that cost $30,000.
There's no way.
You don't think so?
Where do you think she got it?
From Diego Montoya.
No, the $30,000, bitch.
I don't know. I don't know where anybody's getting all this money.
I'll tell you this. I love drag. I love drag.
I think that cost $30,000.
I love drag. I'm not buying $30,000 dresses.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Not for anything. Not for Drag Race. Not for a funeral. Nothing.
Maybe I'm going to dial that down. I bet it cost $15,000. I bet it did.
I've never bought anything like that.
I have not either. Do you realize the high and also the accompanying guilt / regret / devastation that I when I bought that Gucci suit for $5,000, $6,000 Canadian?
Wasn't it McQueen suit, the leather?
No, that was Gucci in Canada.
Jeez.
I was like the biggest spike in adrenaline, and then I was like, what did I do?
That was spooky.
It was spooky, but it only came down to like 5,000 American because it was like 6,500 Canadian. But that was a lot of money. That's a lot of money. And that was that was a while ago.
Yeah.
And I've never bought anything like that in a garment.
That's the problem too. You can't really wear it all the time.
It's like, well, I have worn it. I've worn it a dozen times. I've got the pink suit. I've juiced the fuck out of that thing.
The pink suit.
Yeah. Yeah. I've got my money's worth.
It's so uncomfortable though. It's leather suit.
It's like butter. If I were in the Arctic, or in our air.
But that's not what's happening.
I know. But this is
Unbelievable. Jimbo, you know that you really like this. Is one of the best promo looks I've ever seen.
It's sensational. It's probably one of the best ever. I was top three.
Yeah.
Top three best ever.
It's just beautiful.
Props to Diego Montoya and props to your bank account for letting go of all that
props
cash.
Props to money spending.
Yeah, because that is so sickening.
Just beyond.
This is very you, by the way.
Are you kidding? I would steal it off her. I would kill her for it.
Yeah. It's so cunty.
I wouldn't pay it for it, but I'd kill her.
It's so cunty. It's just cunty.
Beyond.
It fits like a fucking glove.
It's just
so
absolutely
fierce.
Beyond. It's so next level. It's just flawless.
I know. Completely flawless. I feel like RuPaul wishes she was wearing that.
It's flawless.
Okay, here we go. Kahana Montrese.
Now, we were very covered up, and now we're doing ho shit.
Oh, whoops. Oh, my God.
Kahana Montrese giving ho shit.
Doing ho shit.
Oh, shit. I want to do ho shit.
I want to ask if you're, I guess it's none of my business.
She's not here.
I just want to know about like the body.
Oh, you want to know about this? Oh, you think this is naked? Oh yeah, it is naked, huh?
It's naked. And I want to know about.
Let's
Pumptina.
Be honest.
Pumptina.
I don't think many born cis male people have that shape. I'm sure
it's incredible.
It's a little extra help, I'm sure.
A little after school special. A little extracurriculars.
After school special, but then also a little Photoshop special.
Oh, it's a little of everything.
But my God, doesn't it look flawless?
It looks absolutely stunning. She's like a Vegas showgirl.
This, I think the most erotic part on a drag queen's body, which we never see, is where the tights would end. So I'm hypnotized by the top of the hips where there's normally capezio.
I know.
I'm hypnotized by that.
This lovely little crease right here, which is something you never really get in a drag.
She looks absolutely flawless. I mean, come on.
Super stunning. Candy Moose. Oh, wow. I haven't seen this one.
Really fucking cool.
Oh, I think it's fantastic.
Really fucking cool, man.
Now, she's a short queen.
She is?
Yes. She's short.
I don't think that's true.
Is it true, Tracy? No, she's tall. Okay, she's tall. So she's a tall queen.
I think she's at least as tall as I am. She's like 6'1". She's got to be.
Look it up, Trace. Look it up.
She's got to be like 6'1".
I don't
believe
that. What an
incredible look. Love the shoe. Love
the
dress.
She's 6'1"? She's 6'1" with these towering high heels, and then
love the hair. Love the
these guys are crouched.
I love the gloves, but you know what? We got to give it up for
what?
I don't think we talk enough about how successful her makeup artistry is.
Oh yeah.
That makeup is beyond
beautiful.
We had her on the channel, and beautiful. It was like up close her face. I was like,
yeah.
Wow,
the blending, huh? Okay, she's not a short girl.
No,
she's not a short girl. She's a big girl.
This is a big day for Candy.
Yeah, this is huge for her. Now for Candy, this is really
no remarks that I mean it's a great from head to toe,
yeah,
hair to shoe.
It's also very
farm to table.
Yeah, farm to table. It's really great. It's a fabulous, wonderful color for her.
By the way, if you're looking at these promos, make sure you zoom in on the photographers. There's a lot of fuckable people in there.
Yeah. Who the hell is that?
I think this is Lala Ree.
Okay, Lala right. Ree.
From Canada, season one. The no. bag, right?
No, no. From season, she's not from Canada, season 13, season 12.
She's not from Canada.
No. She was from the one with the bags.
The bags. Yes, the bags. I did the pit stop, but I thought that was... Wow.
Yeah. It was season 14, 13, 12. Season 12.
Well, she's certainly not in paper bags today. Look at
no,
her.
No, she's gorgeous.
Wow.
Yeah.
What absolutely a very big beautiful. Glow up. What a face.
Lovely face. Love
to me,
that
not
collar.
Enough hair.
No, not enough hair. Also, it looks like she's giving insect. She's giving like pincer, like insect. The hair is bugifying her face right now to me. Do you know what I mean? It's like, it looks like pincers. Like, oh,
like clip, like little.
Yeah. Little.
But I love the color.
I love the color. The fabric is so cool.
And you know, what you don't think about, or most people don't think about, is these Nude Illusion looks. Doing Nude Illusion
they
is so much harder.
They have to be an illusion.
You have to wear so much shapewear and smooth out all that shapewear. Yeah. It's horrible. Nude
and the
color suck.
Match, the color match has to be so perfect. It's really, really risky.
It is.
It's really risky. Easier to do it in a photograph than it is to do it live, although these were videos as well. But I think it was done really successfully. I'm not crazy about this pattern. The pattern of these
I would have loved
appliques.
Stones.
I would have loved symmetry. Some kind of symmetry.
The symmetry doesn't bother me because the bottom's not symmetrical.
I know, but
I would have loved stones. There's too much bare nude fabric for me.
There's no a gradient. Some kind of a gradient with the like stones as well as the applique.
Stones sticking out.
Stones sticking out. Monica Beverly Hills.
My God.
This is crazy.
Yeah, Monica Beverly Hills from
season five. This is crazy.
The face is beyond.
The face is gorgeous. I don't love this costume.
Not at all.
No. I think the way it's photographed is very strange.
The face is absolutely beyond.
Mm-hmm.
Really not thrilled about the outfit, but
no,
that's just
I think
me.
It's also like, it's also the-
And don't at me and don't tag
there's
these
There's a
people.
Wendy Williams in cold therapy. You were looking up.
This isn't my computer.
Oh, it's not your computer.
She's gone. You turned around, she was gone, and you went, like you're in
okay.
Clue.
Okay.
And this isn't my favorite outfit. And you know no. what? And by the way, I just want to say, don't tag these people. I don't know why
no!
people, we don't need them to hear what we think of their fucking outfits.
No,
do
we
not
need
tag
you
them,
to
don't
hear
tell
it.
Them.
We need you to hear it.
We can talk shit about people and they don't have to hear about
we're
it.
We're not talking shit. We're lovingly critiquing.
Giving snap judgments. Wait a minute.
Wait, we're not done. We're not done with Miss Beverly Hills.
I mean, yeah, the legs look great. The hair looks great.
It's just a little Wendy Williams thing of the hip situation.
Yeah, I need more of a, okay. I think we recognize this whore.
Oh my God. I forgot she was on this season.
Yeah. Kasha Davis. Mrs. Kasha Davis.
Instantly recognizable.
Yes.
Instantly recognizable.
Look
what's going on here?
She's signing her own pictures.
Love it.
There's always time for a thumbnail. She looks great. Very, very Kasha. Look, Kasha likes this type of hair. This like.
Yeah. What do you call it?
Hollywood Boulevard.
Hollywood,
like a big sculpted brunch wig.
The brunch wig. Yeah.
And
she loves outfitter's wig.
Kasha loves movement in her legs too. She likes cat suits and like legs. Mm-hmm. So if you notice, this looks like a gown, but she has two free legs.
Yeah. I think it's fierce.
I think she looks great.
She looks fabulous.
I honestly, something Kasha Davis has a lot of people. You have this. Kasha Davis's eyes are light green.
Mm-hmm.
And so when she puts on even a smoky eye, Kasha's eyes are just mm-hmm. I remember when I first met Kasha, I was like, whoa, your eyes. It's like
mm-hmm. She does have
emeralds.
Really beautiful eyes. Yeah, yeah.
She has such a good face in drag and such a good person. I just fucking love Kasha Davis.
It's fabulous. Yeah, I love her too.
Congratulations, Kasha.
Congratulations. Nayshia Lopez from Chicago, right? Yeah.
Girl.
So beautiful.
This is Demi Lovato.
Yes.
This is Demi Lovato saying.
Demi Lovato.
Have you ever seen that clip of Demi Lovato saying, it's in that moment I knew. I'm going to beat this bitch up. That's how I feel looking at this picture. She looks unfucking real.
Wow.
Nayshia,
wet
my
hair.
God.
Wet hair.
It's porn. The foot,
porn
the
hair.
Toes, the chest.
Doing porn.
Wet hair.
I think the bustier on the bust on this outfit is a little bit low.
I agree.
It's a little low.
But I really hate wet hair, except this works for me.
Yeah, I mean, she's really stunning. Although the only thing that's going on with her face that's a little bit tough is I don't recognize her instantly.
But that might speak to my ignorance rather than her like lack of branding or whatever. Do you know what
she's
I mean?
She's such a beauty. Her makeup such a beauty. Is just
And she's such
ridiculous.
A beauty close up.
Close up.
Close up beauty. You know how you get a lot of dogs? You get a lot of dogs in drag, a lot of woof woof, but from far away it's like whistle whistle. And then you get up close and it's kennel. She's like from 3 inches away, she's absolutely gorgeous.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Congratulations, Nasha. You look fucking great.
Stunning.
Is that it? Please don't be it. Is that it?
That's it.
Is that it?
So how about some sickening tea, bitch? Some sickening Drag Race tea, bitch? You ready for some sickening tea, bitch?
Well, that was a little bit of an Easter egg for people who like Drag Race who listen to us. But, you know, I'm excited. I love. It's more exciting to me to have a bunch of people that you're like, I would have loved to see them more. I didn't see them enough episodes. There's a lot of people here who didn't do many episodes of Drag Race.
Right. One or two, in fact.
Yeah, so I'm One really excited. I hope me I too. Get to do Pit Stop.
I'm going to tell you something. I'll tell you this.
Mm-hmm.
I happen to know some things about this season that not the average person does.
I've learned a few things as well.
Okay.
Did you see Jimbo's entrance look?
Yes. Bikini lady.
The first thing I thought
bikini
of was
lady.
The sweat.
The buckets
of sweat.
But you know what though? If you're going to do that, if you're going to, I was thinking about it too. That's the first thing my mind went to, like red alert, panic. I started like have a lizard brain reaction. Like I was like, oh my God. The boardroom. What's it called? The workroom. The workroom is where you want to do that.
Yeah, good point. That's a really
it's
good point.
It's freezing.
Hello.
Yeah, you're Arctic right. blast.
To walk in a complete nude silicone suit is so insane.
It's so insane.
So gross,
but
and fun and nasty and beautiful. And it's like everything I want
from
drag. I
just think about the only thing I think about is getting in the van in the morning and then being in holding.
In an Uber.
In holding. No, but they're not in Uber and they're in a van.
Yeah.
With maybe no air conditioning. God knows where they're staying, Simi Valley, Burbank. And they're in the van.
At 7 a.m.
7 a.m. And they're in full drag. In the full head to toe rubber.
I know.
And then.
Silicone.
And then you have to wait. Sometimes these whores are waiting for
hours.
Hours in holding. May or may not be air conditioning in there. May or may not be air conditioning in there. May or may not be.
Yeah.
May or may not be. And then you go into the workroom maybe 4 hours later and it's cold. But what horrors have wrought in the minutes between that?
Well, I don't know if we want to talk about this, but do you know about the discourse around Jimbo's outfit on the internet?
No, what is it?
People feel that it's misogynistic.
And how's that?
I don't know. I don't feel that way, but
because
I'm
making
observing.
Fun of a woman?
I guess. I don't know.
What's making fun of a woman?
I don't know.
Misogynistic.
I was looking for pictures of the outfit. I was like, I put in like Jimbo entrance on Twitter, and it was like, this looks making fun of women through making fun of the male gaze. I don't know. I just work here, and I was just like, okay, but we also wear padded bras. Okay, but we also wear corsets. Okay, but like,
I think we're doing Christina Ricci there. I think we're doing Christina Ricci. I don't know. I mean,
people can feel how they feel.
Mm-hmm.
The great news is, with drag, you can have an impassioned opinion that is different than what the drag queen thinks. Because
Absolutely.
Especially in drag, drag queens don't care what you think.
No.
So if you really want to passionately hate it, don't worry.
Go for it.
Not one second of sleep is lost by a drag queen.
By a drag queen, of course not. Yeah.
Oh, we give feminine illusion, apparently, in Jimbo's mockery. That's really crazy. But I wear fake titties all the time.
No, but
But what's the difference?
Picking it, the first we're creating a feminine illusion, the last one is a mockery. Okay. Okay.
But what's the difference?
Honey, okay. That is six of one, a half dozen of the other. I'm sorry to say.
Listen, and I hate this phrase, but sometimes we do need to, in fact, take grass and touch it. We have to touch it. We have to touch grass. And we have to remember that as an audience member watching a television show, we are an invited guest to an art form that existed long before this television show.
Sure, sure, sure.
And let people do their drag.
I would even say that art is a little bit of we're using liberties.
100%.
We're taking liberties and
That's
latitudes.
That's the same liberty as our feminine illusion.
Yes. We're taking liberties and latitudes.
It's really crazy. It's really crazy.
This art form. Mary, art.
Is this at the Whitney Biennial?
But there's a lot of things that are considered art.
Yeah, of course, of course.
Golf is considered a sport.
Thank you, Arnold Palmer.
Isn't poker a sport technically?
Poker, the World Series?
I just hope, I hope for peace and blessings with Jimbo and the
I hope that
Twitter
so much
community.
Grass is felt. They took the blue checks, but they can't take our grass. They can't take our grass.
Let's take a break. Fuck.
Don't take my grass.
Isn't that crazy?
I thought that was a joke.
No, it's not a joke. It's all over Twitter. It's young girls.
They took our blue checks, and now we're defenseless against feminist critiques, post-feminist critiques.
Yes.
I can defend myself.
Can I have my phone? I have a list of things I wanted to tell you about.
Oh, tell me.
When I come in here with no plan, I feel like I get made fun of.
Let's final thoughts on Drag Race All Stars.
I'm thrilled. You know, nobody cares what we think. Who cares? But I'm excited. You know, I'm going to be honest. I don't even have... David Silver has cable. I don't even know how to use it in our house. Yeah. I don't know.
I think I shall be tuning in.
Unless I have Pit Stop or something, I don't often see it.
Yeah.
But for this particular All Stars, I will be tuning in.
I shall be tuning in as well. I am interested to see... This is a very motley crew of ladies. You know what I'm excited about? It's a little on the older side.
Yeah. It's crossing over.
It's a little bit long in the tooth.
Yeah. Good point.
Thank you.
They all are.
Is
there a single like 20-year-old?
I don't think so. Maybe even Miss Nation, Miss Continental is a little is pushing the 30.
Who's the youngest? Candy maybe?
Candy Moose.
It's only 20-year-old.
28, and that's the youngest. I love this. Season of the oldies.
Because sweating last season they had spay and neuter, what is it?
Spay and neuter your pets?
No, Spepper and Pet, what is it?
Peppa Pig.
Sugar and Spice. Spay and neuter. They had Peppa and Pig.
Pepper the Pig.
But they were really young, I think.
Yes, they were like 20.
Yeah.
21, right? 21? They were TikTokers. God love them. Have you had them on the channel yet?
No, but I aspire to. I want to have more collabs this year because...
Are you listening, Pepper the Pig?
That's not their name.
Spice and Ice. Ice Spice.
That's not
Sugar
their name.
Sugar and Spice.
Either.
Sugar and Spice.
Which is, by the way, Sugar and Spice, just fucking incredible branding.
No, I know.
Twins called Sugar and Spice. I know. And one of them dresses all fun and one of them's kind of goth.
Yeah. Yeah.
Is Spicy if I was their the manager, goth one, Spice I would the goth have one. Them in a Double Mint commercial tomorrow.
I know. And they're
gay
twins.
And I haven't seen them with enough endorsements. I'm just saying, I would be their manager and I would whore them out more.
I think they're being whored out as we speak. Sugar and Spice, are you being whored out appropriately? Let us know in the comments.
We can whore you out.
Yeah. She will whore you out.
We should quit drag and be their managers.
Yes. I'll be the one, the lazy one.
Yeah, there's also a Sugar and Spice in the manager relationship.
Yes.
Where
spay
one
and
of
neuter.
Us does something.
Spay and neuter.
That's Sugar and Spice and we're spay and neuter. Fuck.
Noreen Neuter and I'm, Sally Spay. Who is, out of Spay and Neuter, which one is the go-getter? Spay?
Spay.
Spay. And Neuter is the one that takes away.
Yeah. Can I say, is Neuter's dog's balls cut
Neuter
off?
Is taking the balls away.
And Spay is like a cat hysterectomy, basically?
Yeah, yeah. It's probably, yeah.
Girls get spays, boy cats get neuters.
Yeah.
But we don't know those cats' genders.
Yeah, thank you.
We really don't know
if we touch grass. Where's the grass? I'm going to touch it.
Oh, I touched grass yesterday on 420.
Ooh, say it again, girls.
Ooh. I think we should go.
Okay.
We've had a nice run.
We're going to go touch some grass.
I want to say good luck to everybody on All Stars.
Good luck.
Do you have a horse in the race?
Well, yes.
If you had to pick now, just based on what you saw.
I'm going to go with Jimbo.
Love that.
Yeah. Babe. I'm going to go with Jimbo.
I got to go with James Mansfield, of course.
Okay.
My daughter.
Right, my son. And Mrs. Kasha Dave. I mean, there's a lot of horses on the run today.
I know. And Kasha's our little season 7 buddy. So she's an honorable mention.
Yeah.
She's the honorable
Tempest
mention.
Tempest glaringly absent in this lineup. I'm just going to say
Tempest
that.
Tempest is taking care of toucans and shit. She's
yeah, that's
busy.
True. She's Mr. Magoo. Not Mr. Magoo. Mr. McGee. Who's the one with the... Dr. Doolittle. Dr. Doolittle.
Bobby McGee.
Dr. Doolittle. She's Dr. Doolittle.
Belinda Carlisle.
Belinda.
Yeah.
Bye. Bye. We'll be right back.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, it, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.